Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are going to be joined right now, Nassau County Executive Laura Curran joining us live this morning here on 1010 Winds as the Long Island hits phase four of reopening. Laura Curran, Nassau Exec, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So tell me, we've got phase four. What's the difference? What's different today than what yesterday?
So phase four does feel a little bit anticlimactic. It's a milestone, and I'm happy to be in it. But so it's things like historical sites, museums, zoos, aquariums are beautiful. Private gardens, you know, that are open to the public are open as well. But the headline would have been malls, but malls were taken out of phase four. And, you know, We're reopening in a safe way here in Nassau County. Our numbers continue to be very good. You know, it's troubling when you see what's happening around the rest of the country, but we're still having, you know, under 1% of all people tested testing positive.
Well, the numbers are good, as you're saying. What was the impetus for deciding malls should stay shut down?
So that was a directive from the state. I actually had been pushing for malls to be opened earlier with phase two, which is retail. But, it was decided on a state level that it should stay in phase four. But then subsequently after that, they were taken out of phase four, and we're not sure when they're going to reopen.
All right. So there's no indicator that will say at this point, boom, malls can open.
That is correct. I'm sure there was concern about seeing what was happening in the rest of the country and not wanting that here. And we have seen up to a quarter of our positive cases here are from folks who have been out of state recently. So
yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. The quarantine is, are you monitoring folks in Nassau County? Is there a monitoring procedure, or is at this point it's just voluntary? We're going to ask you if you have been to these states to take care of it yourself.
Yeah, so we're asking people to use common sense. Our residents have been amazing, our businesses have been amazing. Just using common sense, PPE, social distancing, it really does work, and it allows us to reopen. So we're asking people to quarantine if they've been out of state. We also have a robust testing operation, so you can get tested, and then we have a really good contact tracing program that I think is a big part of our success here. Our health department does a great job in tracking and tracing and seeing, you know, confining any positive cases that we can so it doesn't spread.
Mm-hmm. Are there any specific states? I know we've got a huge list. Is there any specific state you see more people coming from than others?
It's really all over. I mean, the more populous states, they're more obvious. You know, things like Florida and Texas that just have more people. We have a lot of connections to folks in Florida, so we're seeing a lot of that.
Okay. I want to shift for a second here to schools. We've got Mayor de Blasio ready to announce a plan later today on city schools. Nassau County, obviously, independent districts, 56 districts, four charter schools. Is there any guidance at the county level or from your office or any insight you can provide to parents or teachers who are sitting at home going, what are we doing in September?
Well, as a parent, I'm asking myself the same question. Undoubtedly, kids need to be in school for so many reasons. Their social development and, you know, their friends, their peer group really is their community, and it's hard for them. And I think about the educational losses as well. Obviously, this is decided on the state level, and while we're waiting for guidance, I am having conversations with all of our superintendents, and their wish is that it's something gets decided soon so that they can put their plans in place.
Well, absolutely. It takes time. Yesterday, President Trump having a roundtable at the White House. Later today, I believe Vice President Mike Pence is holding his coronavirus task force meeting at the U.S. Department of Education. So maybe some more guidance at the federal level, perhaps then trickling down to the state level, which trickles down to you, which trickles down to the district level. But as you said, September's coming. We're in July already. We need to plan.
September's coming, and you think about school buses and kindergarten and cafeteria. There's so many things that they have to put in place, and the runway is getting shorter.
And we're talking education, higher ed. Phase four means higher ed can open in with guidelines now.
That's exactly right. Yep, and we have a lot of great universities and colleges in Nassau County, and they have really detailed protocols about how to come back safely.
Nassau County Community College, they're doing predominantly remote or online education, but they are doing some face-to-face things, I understand, as well.
That's exactly right. Yeah, each higher ed institution is doing its own thing that makes sense. They're all different students, different programs. So, you know, it's good that they can have the flexibility. It helps when the guidelines are general, and then each school district or institution can make its own decisions.
Every institution has its own local differences. That's why the guidance is so important. That's necessary to then make those decisions for each municipality or district or however it needs to be broken down. And one last question for you. You talked about outdoor arts, outdoor parks, outdoor entertainment in Phase 4 in a limited capacity?
That's right. Arts and entertainment outside limited capacity is allowed to resume. You know, we're not opening up the Jones Beach Theater.
That's what I was going to ask. You know, are we seeing concerts at Jones Beach anytime soon?
No plans for that at the moment, but we continue to talk to the state, and as soon as we have things to announce, we will make sure everybody knows.
And without a doubt, everybody will have a big smile on their face when they finally hear that it's one step closer to normal. So I don't think you said in the beginning it was anticlimactic. No. Any step towards normalcy is a good thing. So Nassau County Executive Laura Kern, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 1010 Winds.